I will open the committee hearing to Senate Bill 93, which revises certain provisions related to the investment of permanent school funds and to declare an emergency. Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity, and what this does is take Amendment E that we got passed, the constitutional amendment, and will outline the way in which the investment council will distribute the funds per pupil with the proceeds each year. And with that, I will introduce our School and Public Lands Commissioner, and he will have some people from the Investment Council that will follow up and give you the details. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and Mr. Kurt Johnson.
Thank you, Senator Hamm. Commissioner Johnson, welcome.
Thank you, Chairman Peterson and committee members. I want to give a special thanks to Arlene Hamm for the work that she did in getting that constitutional amendment passed, and for the work that many of you did as well, that talked about it and helped promote it. And it couldn't have passed without your help, and I certainly am thankful for that. I'm going to introduce Matt Clark, and Matt will talk about the details of this bill and its necessity. And so with that, Matt.
Thank you. Welcome.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Kurt is handing out a one-page summary of discussion points.
Sir, if you could just identify yourself again for the committee.
Yes, my name is Matt Clark. I'm the Deputy Investment Officer from the South Dakota Investment Council, and thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Kurt has asked me to very quickly review what the bill accomplishes, and I can go ahead and get started. It's
please do
passed out if you would like. And essentially what the constitutional amendment did was to ensure that there would be an increase in the fund sufficient to offset inflation each year, and also to broaden the investment restrictions of the fund to allow investment in stocks and other investments. The amendment had a provision with an as provided by law tag end. Therefore, we needed to have the law to enable us to actually go forward and broaden the investment restrictions. We also needed to spell out in law the details of the inflation adjustment process. Now that it's been passed out, I'll just quickly run through this. Section 1 deals with the inflation adjustment process. It indicates that the inflation adjustment will be effective as of November 15th, 2000, which is required by the constitutional amendment. That was the effective date. It indicates that the inflation adjustment would be made each year at apportionment, which is in November normally, that the rate of inflation to be used is the consumer price index, and that it would be based on a fiscal year ending June 30th, and importantly allows the use of net realized capital gains, that is capital gains on assets that are sold, to be used to satisfy this inflation adjustment part of the amendment so that we do not have to reduce income to do that. Section 2 and 6 deal with legal investment list issues. Section 2 exempts the School and Public Lands Fund from the 4526 legal list, which applies to the cash flow fund. This puts it on a par with the retirement system, as does Section 6, which then applies the prudent man requirement, which is used for retirement fund assets. Section 3, 4, 5, and 9 deal with implementing the inflation adjustment in terms of reducing the income that is distributed if net capital gains are not sufficient to make up for the inflation portion. And it also broadens the definition of income, which currently is interest and rental income from land. And this would broaden it to include income from all the different sorts of investments, including dividends from common stocks. Section 7 and 8 repeal two existing provisions which deal with handling investment losses, which are superseded by the constitutional amendment, which now indicates that only losses caused by unconstitutional acts need to be made up. And finally, Section 10 declares an emergency to exist in order for these investment changes to begin more quickly as opposed to next June 30th. Finally, at the bottom, there is a quick example where the permanent school balance is $122 million right now. That's the cost basis of the fund. Every year, that would be increased by the level of inflation, which for the most previous year was 3.7%. Perhaps it will be less going forward. And you can see how the inflation adjustment would then increase the balance of the permanent fund each year. And with that, I'm finished, Mr. Chairman.
Fine. Thank you. We will hold questions. Further proponents of Senate Bill 93.
Mr. Chairman, if I might very briefly give
If you just sit, please. Thank you. And identify yourself.
Yes. Christy Johnson with the School Administrators. And just briefly, Mr. Chairman and committee members, we would like to go on record as being in support of this bill.
Fine. Thank you, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you.
Further proponents of Senate Bill 93. Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Brown.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry I was late. I just want, for the public record, to recognize the yeoman work done by Senator Arlene Hamm and Kurt Johnson on getting this to where it is today. And this bill is a follow-up to that action to put this into the school fund. And I urge the members to support the bill.
Thank you, Representative Dick Brown. Further proponents? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to proponent testimony and open it for opponent testimony on Senate Bill 93. Any opponents? Any opponents at all? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to opponent testimony and open it for questions and answers from the committee. Representative Michaels.
I have a question for the young man with the great first name. Matthew.
I didn't know his name was Bill. I'm
oh,
sorry.
No.
Or Mel.
Oh, please, Matthew.
Okay. Thank you,
very
sir.
Quick question. I'm sure that the answer is somewhere in the Constitution or somewhere else. On page 2, where the added language is on the bill, the engrossed bill, is that a term of art, permanent school and other educational and charitable funds? I mean, is that found somewhere in a definition?
I believe that is related to the constitutional terms that describe all of the different assets that are encompassed within this fund. There are a variety of different funds that were aggregated together to make the fund up, including...
A quick follow-up, sir.
Yes, Representative Michael.
But it indicates that they're plural. There are two funds here.
There are multiple funds that are aggregated for various universities, the School for the Deaf, K through 12 type school funds. There's a whole aggregation of them.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Further questions and answers from the committee? Any further questions or answers? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to questions and answers and allow 2 minutes for Senator Hamm if she has any further commentary. Is Senator Hamm here? Oh, okay. That the committee is open to discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dunafin.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 93.
Second. Representative Dunafin moves. Representative Jasper seconds a due pass motion. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the motion before the committee is a due pass motion on Senate Bill 93. Those in favor shall signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary shall call the roll.
Brown.
Aye.
Little
Law. Aye.
Dunafin.
Aye.
Beharian.
Aye.
Lenski.
Aye.
Hanson.
Aye.
Jasper.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Michael.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye. Motion carries. Consent's in order if anybody's interested. Representative Napoli moves. Representative Brown seconds. A consent motion. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries. It's on consent.